here's the thing.
Can I have your attention, please, people?
The most famous.
Amazing.
Just great.
So great.
Awesome.
You rock my world.
The Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet.
The MVPP today. Well, we could make it the whole Wood Family Foundation. We could make it our friend Jalen, who we just met. But let's start with Laura Morello, the executive director of the Wood Family Foundation. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Get that microphone in front of you, if you would, please. Pull that right down to your mouth.
Yeah, I'm a little short.
That's okay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing fine. How are things at the Wood Family Foundation?
They're so good.
And
they're
so busy?
So busy. So much going on. Expanding our program to reach more and more kids. We're about to open our third and fourth school site this year.
That's great.
So we're so excited about that. And we have a huge event tomorrow where we're sending off our very first group of eighth grade students who graduated from our program to high school.
Do you know one of them?
Right here next to me. One of our best. We're so excited to have Jalen with us and so excited to see all the work he's going to do in high school and how great he's going to be.
So Jalen, tell us about you. You're Jalen Davis.
Yes.
And you're 14.
Yes.
Let's see, you're going off to high school. Where are you going to go to school?
Mason College Prep.
And what do you want to do?
I want to be a CEO of a company.
You want to run a company?
Yes.
You know, with your chill attitude, you running a company, that would probably work out really well. Any particular business you're interested in?
I like cars.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite car?
Hellcat.
What's a Hellcat? I don't even know what that is.
It's a Dodge, make it. It's
like a Charger? That kind of a look?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow. Mom, how scared are you? He's 2 years away from getting his permit, and he's talking about a Hellcat. Now, you're going to be a good driver, though.
Yes.
All right. Now, I was talking to you off the air, dude. You're a big dude. And you're going to be about 6'5", 6'6", probably, we're thinking. You're going to be one scary boss. Good thing you got that good smile of yours, so people won't be too frightened.
No, I'm a gentle giant.
Yes, you are gentle. That's right. What's your favorite part of school?
Math and English.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Do you write well?
I can get
writing's great for you, man.
Yeah,
you like to write. You can do a lot of things.
I like that he's honest, though. See this? That's important to a CEO.
He admits areas he wants to tune up. Mm-hmm. G, say hi to our friend Jalen.
Hi, Jalen. Okay, so what's the best thing that you've gotten out of this program?
All the experiences that they give us. I think my favorite would be camping.
Camping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you actually had to pitch a tent and all of that. Everything.
Yes.
Where'd you guys go camping?
We went by the Mississippi River last time. Time before that, we went to Crystal Lake.
And you're a city kid?
Yes.
So you don't get to the burbs, I'm thinking. First time you ever been camping?
Yes.
Do you think one of these people are crazy?
Not really. I've been around them long enough.
Yeah? But you had fun?
Yes.
So you would camp again?
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, I spent a lot of time camping as a kid. I'm not sure I'll go again, so we can swap places.
Same. I'm here. I'm up for glamping, though, but nothing beyond that.
You know what glamping
that.
Is?
No.
That's like when there's a Four Seasons hotel near the camp that your family's staying at. Laura, why is this program so important?
Well, so the Pitch-In program works with CPS Elementary Schools to help their 4th to 8th grade students get ready for high school. So Jalen's one of our first students that graduated 8th grade, and we're hoping that some of the skills that, you know, he's learned over the last 5 years from being part of the Pitch-In program will help him now that he's at Mutian College Prep, which we're so, so excited about.
How do you identify kids?
So our program's open to all 3rd graders at the schools that we partner with. We work with the principal to kind of understand what they want for their middle school students, and we present, you know, the pitch-in opportunity to all 3rd graders, and then the principal helps us to kind of identify which students would be really great to be a part of the program and would really benefit from that extra
support. It's interesting to me because there's a big difference between an 8-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
You change a lot in those 3 years.
Yes. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
So how do you know what an 8-year-old's going to need at 11?
Well, you know, there's so much research that shows that the first year of high school is so important, so critical to start that high school year ready to go. So we just think that this age group, 4th grade to 8th grade, because, you know, we start with them then when they get into 4th grade. We feel like that age group is so critical. I mean, you remember middle school. It's kind of a crazy time.
Sure.
And you're developing so much and you're making so many decisions about your life. And so it's a really important time to build these social emotional learning skills and to give students experiences. We just took another group of our students camping at in Wisconsin last week, and just watching them have these experiences that are kind of shaping who they're going to become is really incredible.
Now, Jalen, I keep hearing there's so much homework now. Kids barely have time to get it done. Do you have a lot of homework?
Yes.
So a couple hours a night?
Yeah.
And do you have time in school to do it?
If you want to.
Right.
Advisory.
So, but you work best at night? Is that why you take it home, or what's your plan?
I like to work, yeah, at night, like right after I get to school. My brain's still
fired up.
Yeah. How cool was it to meet and get to know Carrie Wood?
I'm trying to remember.
Well, we were talking about this because, to be fair, Jalen, at your age, Woody was. We'll go back 14 years. Woody's last hurrah. I mean, he pitched for till 2008, 2009, 2010, whatever it was. But Woody was his biggest star about the time Jalen was born.
Yeah. That'd be about right.
Right. Yeah. So the next time you meet Woody, make a huge deal out of it. Like, you're really excited to see him.
Okay. Yeah, they've gotten to know Carrie and Sarah so well, this group of kids. I don't think that they, you know, realize how beloved Carrie is throughout the city.
But isn't that the coolest
it's
thing
amazing.
About him?
It's That's so amazing.
Sarah is so inspirational,
yeah,
too.
They're just like, regular, you know, two regular people that just, you know, really help make sure that our program is successful and that we have all the resources that we need. When Carrie and Sarah were with us recently at Lawndale Community Academy, where Jalen went to elementary school, we were shocked to see that Jalen is about Carrie's height at this point.
No kidding.
And we all remember when, you know, Jalen was much smaller as a, you know, coming into fourth grade.
Maybe the next time you see him, you pick him up. The cool thing about Woody, he's the last guy in the world to go, "Do you know who I am?" He just is very, very level about everything. Who's your favorite athlete?
LeBron James.
Never heard of him. Is he big? Kidding you, dude. Kidding you. It's great to meet you. I know you want to go to school, so I appreciate you hanging out with us for a few minutes. Good luck in high school. You nervous at all?
A little bit. Ain't, I'm not going to lie, a little bit.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's okay to be nervous. You should be nervous, but you're excited.
Yes.
All right. You got some friends going to that school, too?
One.
Okay.
You'll make a lot of new friends. High school is where you get to go.
And dude, with your smile,
yeah,
you can get a lot of attention, man. So work hard, but don't forget to have a little fun, too.
Not too much.
No, the fun, the good fun. Not the kind of make your mom worry, but the good fun. Your mom's got enough problems. Just making sure there's enough food in the house for you, pal.
Felicia's giving you a side eye back there. That's Jalen's mom.
But thank you, Wood Foundation, for everything you're doing. We mentioned the event, too.
Thank you. Yes. We have our annual fundraiser coming up in the middle of September. If you would like more information on that or want to help us just to support more kids like Jalen across the city, you can go to our website. It's www.wffpitchin.org. Lots of opportunities to pitch in with us there.
Wood Family Foundation, wffpitchin.org.
Yes.
All right, cool. Jalen, nice to meet you, man.
Thank you.
Be well.